بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، الحمد لله. Today we finished the 23rd juz, which includes Surah Yasin, Surah Safat, Surah Sad, and parts of Surah Zumar. So first is Surah Yasin. The word Yasin itself, there are multiple opinions on what the word Yasin itself means. One opinion is that Yasin is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other popular famous opinion is that it is the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. The theme of this surah discusses the signs and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how those things should be enough for us to believe. And many signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Qudra are discussed in this surah. And towards the end, those who deny those signs, they're discussed as well, including a picture of the and a scenes from the Day of Judgment. The fundamental beliefs of Islam are mentioned in a very, very eloquent manner. So as a result, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called this surah the heart of the Qur'an, the qalb, the heart of the Qur'an. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah gives another reason for why this surah is called the heart of the Qur'an. He says that the surah mentions the hereafter, and as a result, it builds the fear of the hereafter in our hearts. And the body depends on this fear for success in the akhirah. So because it builds all this fear in our heart, it's called the heart of the Qur'an. Before I go to any ayahs on this surah, let's just jump to the next surah too. The next surah is Surah Safat. The theme of Surah Safat is belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belief in the Day of Judgment, and the fate of those people who disbelieved. And as a result, the stories of multiple prophets are mentioned consecutively in this surah. And this surah specifically deals with some beliefs of the mushrikeen, that they thought that the angels were the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they also would say that the female jinns, they're queens, and they're Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king. They have weird beliefs like that. And in this surah, the stories of the sacrifices of Ibrahim, the specific surah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was commanded to slaughter his son Ismail alayhi salam, that is mentioned in this surah, in Surah Safat. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions Prophet Ilyas alayhi salam. He's not mentioned much throughout the entire Quran, but here he's actually mentioned in a bit, slightly more detail, a few more lines than any other surah. So there are two stories I want to mention that specific. One is from Surah Yasin and the other one is from Surah Safat that highly relate to our situation. And they have some very important lessons we can both take. First I'll mention the story from Surah Safat, then the one from Surah Yasin. So in Surah Safat, there is an incident mentioned about one of the people, of a group of people that are already in Jannah. Now right now in this pandemic, many of us are still continuing to work very hard. We're spending a lot of time, effort, sweat, and energy to achieve something. Maybe it's for our work, maybe it's for cooking, maybe it's for cleaning, maybe it's for investing, whatever it may be. We're all working using time and effort and energy to do something, and we have some gain, we have some goals and objectives for because of why we're doing any of those things. So we are all doing some job or some work, and in this story that I'm about to mention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us about the jobs and work we do in this world and what our ultimate aim should be from doing all of those jobs. So he mentioned in the surah, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّكَ فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَأَلُونَ. I've mentioned this story over a lot of times in my different talks, but it's a very important story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the people are sitting in Jannah, they've already crossed the realms of this world, crossed the realms of the Day of Judgment, now they're sitting in Jannah and they're sitting down on chairs and they're talking to each other. أَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَأَلُونَ. They're looking at each other and they're asking each other things. And they're asking each other, oh, how are you on earth? What was your story? What happened with you? So they, of course in Jannah we're going to have memories of this world. The Quran explicitly mentions people of Jannah talking about things that happen in this world. They'll even remember the bad things that happen in this world, as mentioned in Surah Tur. But anyway, so one of them is going to say that إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينٌ. He'll say that I used to have a friend. يَقُولُ أَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ. He used to tell me that, do you really believe in all of these things? أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ. Do you really think that once we pass away, we're going to come back to life for a day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us in exchange for all the deeds that we've done? Like, are you living your life according to that? So he's trying to cast doubt into his life that, look, you're doing all these things for the akhirah thinking you're going to get reward. Why don't you do more things for this world? that you really think that's going to happen. Change the way of your life. Work more for this world. Invest more on this world. Get better houses, better cars, better everything. Work for this world. Why, do you really think you're going to get stuff if you do good deeds for the Akhirah? Then he's going to tell the people, this person is going to tell the people in Jannah, هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُطَّلِعُونَ? That, do any of you want to peek at this person? Do you want to see him where he is right now? فَطَّلَعَ. And that person is going to peek. فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ. Somehow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give him the ability to look from Jannah straight into Jahannam. And he's going to see that person, فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ, in the midst of Jahannam. Then he's going to call out to that person, قَالَتْ اللَّهِ إِن كِتَّ لَتُرْدِينِ. He's going to tell that person that, اللَّهِ, I swear by Allah, إِن كِتَّ لَتُرْدِينِ, you are so close to destroying me. You would have destroyed me. وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. If it was not from the blessing of my Lord, I would have been there, مُحْضَرِينَ, I would have been there present with you in Jahannam, but I am saved. Then what's going to happen is that Afama, that person is going to come to a realization. He will see that person in Jahannam. He'll see that he is in Jannah. He's living comfortably. He's relaxing. And he'll come to this, he'll have this idea come into, he'll finally come to the full realization that that's it, I'm saved. So he's going to say, Afama nahnu bimayyitin illa mawtatana al-ula wa ma nahnu bimu'adhabin. He's going to say to himself, is that it? That's it, that's it. I don't have to worry about death anymore. I don't have to worry about it anymore. It's done. No more dying. No more pain. Is it done? وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. No more punishment. No more getting tired. Is it really, really over? He's going to be confused that, did I really get here? Am I really here right now? He's not even going to be able to think that this is true because of the situation he's in. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in at the end and gives us a lesson. He says, you see the reaction of this person in Jannah, and you see the way he's feeling after he toiled and worked hard in this world. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Everyone is going after success. You ask anyone in this country, they're going to say, we're going after success, success, success. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as everyone says, as in the mentioned Declaration of Independence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This situation that these people of Jannah are in, that in this is the الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, the greatest form of success anyone can ever have. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. Everyone is working to gain some objective. It is for something like this that all of the workers should be working for. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is what everyone should be working for, and everything we should be focused on that. Moving now to the next story in Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the story of a town where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent three of his messengers, and in some narrations there were three disciples of Isa alayhi salam, and the people of that town denied the message, and as a result Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a famine on those people. In the midst of all of this, when these prophets were coming to them, one man from that city who believed in the prophets, he went to his people and tried to bring them to guidance so they listened to the prophets. But they ended up making fun of him, they mocked him, and what they did at the end, they started throwing stones at him and they stoned him to death. So the person actually died when he tried to tell them to listen to the prophets. Once he passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. The angel told that, gave that person glad tidings, and they told him, enter into Jannah and enter into paradise. Now then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this surah that this person lamented and was very sad and showed sorrow over the actions of his people. They were his family, they were his town people. He wanted them to come to Jannah too. So what did he say? Ya layta qawmi ya'lamuna bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min al-mukramin. If only now I'm in the akhirah, I'm getting all my rewards. If only that my people knew that my Lord has forgiven me and he has given me honor. Min al-mukramin, he's made me from amongst those that are honored and those that are noble. If only they saw me in this position, maybe they would have changed. So many of us right now are possibly involved in actions that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And deep down, like the way those people are involved in things that were wrong. And deep down in our hearts, we cannot give up that sin because of some material attachment to this world. That's normally why we can't give up sin. There's something attaching us to this world. And this pandemic, and that's what happens when prophets would go to people and tell them to turn away from the world and leave their sins, they would turn on the prophets. That's what would happen to them. And some would believe. Illa man sha Allah. This pandemic has forced many of us right now to be secluded in an environment where many of the sins we used to commit before can't even happen anymore. Maybe sins that involve the public, sins that involve our relatives, sins that involve our workplace, whatever it may be. We can't even do them anymore because now we're stuck in our houses in the middle of all of our family members. But the moment this pandemic is over, it's possible some of us may continue to do them. Or maybe there are sins we're still carrying on right now despite the seclusion we have right now. This ayah tells us an important message about, in the story before too, it tells us an important message about sacrificing what's in this world for the hereafter. And this is something we should all remember when we are carrying out something wrong, because when we do a sin just because it makes us feel better. In the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us honor and pleasures we could never ever imagine in this world. وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدْعُونَ as mentioned Surah Yasin, they will have whatever they ask for. We will have no more death, no more pain. أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ like mentioned in the previous story. If any of us are still continuing to do some misdeed, some evil action, some sin, ask yourself one question. Can't I get even better happiness and better pleasure in the akhirah? Why settle for something in this world when I can have patience now and get something better things in the akhirah? For example, some people may be addicted to some forms of music. Some people maybe are watching a certain show or a movie with questionable content. Some people are going after something that may be permissible, like huge mansions and nice cars, but they're doing it through methods that are questionable or possibly even haram. In the akhirah, you'll get even better entertainment. You'll get better mansions. You'll get better cars. You'll get better upgrades. And if you want, you could even get the later versions of that same stuff you have in this world. You'll be given things in Jannah that are going to be like the things in this world as well. If someone is watching something that they really like to keep up with but is questionable, in Jannah you'll get that and even better versions of it. So like this man said, يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ if only my people knew. If only my people knew about the pleasures and the honor of the akhirah. But we can only get that if you sacrifice the pleasures and honor in this world. Moving forward to another ayah in Surah Safat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned many, many, many different prophets. I'll just mention the last prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about, which is Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. As mentioned in these ayahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Yunus alayhi salam, فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ that the whale, we call it a whale, but it's called hoot, the whale swallowed Yunus alayhi salam, وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ while Yunus alayhi salam was rebuking himself that why did I do such a thing? I should have not done this whatever action I did. We can't go into a story right now. But nevertheless, the whale swallowed him. فَالْتَقَمَهُ he swallowed him. And right now, we are all swallowed by this pandemic as well. At least for Yunus alayhi salam, his predicament was of a physical nature. We, on the other hand, have been deprived spiritually because of this pandemic. The masajids are closed. Even the haramain are closed. And the tawafs and salahs have been stopped for most people. Alhamdulillah, there are a few individuals, like 20 to 30 people, that are continuing the salahs and haramain with social distancing measures, with specific people that are allowed to do that. But otherwise, it's everything, the salahs, the tawafs, everything has come to a halt. Imagine the haramains being affected. That should tell us the spiritual deprivation that is happening in this world. Now, what did Yunus alayhi salam do in his situation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْلَا أَنَّهُ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he would have remained in that same predicament stuck in the belly of the whale if he didn't continue to make tasbih and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here's the question for us. Now that we are in this predicament, in this pandemic, how many of us have increased our habits of making dhikr to Allah? If they are still the same, and hopefully they're not less, then the spiritual deprivation will remain. Maybe the masjid might open, but we will still remain in the belly of the whale without any nur coming inside if we still haven't changed ourselves and made our habits better. The next surah, Surah Sa'd. Surah Sa'd was revealed when the Quraysh had a meeting and they complained to Abu Talib that Rasulullah ﷺ is talking ill of their idols. So Rasulullah ﷺ was called by Abu Talib, and Rasulullah ﷺ told the people of Makkah, those mushrikeen that were there, that he told Abu Talib, should I not invite them towards something that is better for them? And he said that I can tell them if they say one word, all of the Arabs and the non-Arabs are all going to be under their feet. So Abu Jahl was standing there. He said, wait, what's that? What is that word that you wanted to say that everyone's going to be under our feet? He said, say La ilaha illallah and everyone's going to be under your feet. Then they said, then Abu Jahl told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that should we leave all of our gods for your one God? Inna hadha la shay'un ujab. This is something that is very strange. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes these words of Abu Jahl in this surah and responds to all of them, which is why Surah Sa'd was revealed. In this throughout the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the stories of Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, all the gifts given to them, Ayyub alayhi salam, his sickness and his dua. It's the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The purpose is to show that all of the prophets were always turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what the situation was. And after mentioning all of these prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that all of these prophets went through these trials and tribulations, but each one turned to Allah ta'ala and was saved, and further had their status even raised. But when turning to Allah, they all had one special quality in their heart, which saved all of them from their situation. What was this quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions for all of these prophets? He said, "Inna akhlasnahum bi khalisatin dhikra dab." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have chosen them to have a khalis, a specific quality. That quality was dhikra dab, remembrance of the akhirah. In face of a burning fire, a coming flood, being trapped in the belly of an animal, being struck by an unknown disease, being tested through an emotionally devastating experience, all the prophets kept their eyes on the akhirah, not on this world. In this pandemic, we are running after worldly means to save ourselves, which we should use too. We should use worldly means, whether it's medicines, increasing our habits of good hygiene, saving money for future months, stocking up on groceries and food, or whatever it may be. But how many of us can say that we've truly turned to the akhirah and to remembering the akhirah to save ourselves as well? That we started using medicines to cure our spiritual illnesses to save us in the akhirah? That we've changed our habits and our lives and habits of making wudu properly for the akhirah? We've started stocking up on items needed for the akhirah. Was the akhirah in our mind, or was it always the dunya? If it was the dunya, then we really need to learn something from this quality of the prophet, the quality of always remembering the akhirah. The next surah is Surah Zumar. I will not go into much detail about this. The theme of Surah Zumar is that it refutes many polytheistic beliefs. It mentioned the permission for Muslims to migrate to different lands, and talks about the fate of the disbelievers, which we will talk more about tomorrow, inshallah. I'll just mention one ayah that is very important for all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in one of these ayahs, he says that الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. Tell the people that those people that have put themselves in a loss and their family in a loss on the Day of Judgment, that is the greatest form of loss that anyone can ever have. Because if our focus is not on the akhirah, we'll have the success of this world, but we'll have loss in the akhirah. And that is the opposite of what all the prophets did. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to focus on the akhirah and act upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.